Hello, everybody. My name is Juan Carlos, and welcome to OCR Unedited, where we highlight amazing coaches, athletes, and everyday people from the OCR and trail communities for fun, unscripted, and unedited conversations. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Liam Mitchell, all the way from the UK. How are you, buddy?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
I am great. Thank you for asking. So, Liam, I'm saying your first and last name, right?
You are, yes.
Okay, good. So, how are you? How's everything? How's life in UK?
The weather's a bit miserable, but I don't mind that. Apart from that, life is really good. Some exciting things coming up with work, and the UK season starts soon in May the 7th, I believe. So I'm looking forward to getting back on the starting line, and I've moved up an age category as well. So it'll be excited to compete again.
So before we get started with you and OCR and getting to know you, tell me, did you just recently get hit with a snowstorm as well?
So we didn't get hit with a snowstorm. We got hit by a storm. I can't remember what they were calling it. The winds were pretty brutal. I know bins were being flown about, fences were being knocked down. But it looks like the storm's hitting everywhere at the moment.
Yeah, listen, man, I'm laughing because we got hit twice. One a couple of weeks ago and last night. And
wow.
It's like, and I got to get outside and run and train. I can't. Damn snow is in my way. I don't want to ruin my shoes. They're expensive, buddy. I don't want to ruin them.
You got to keep them fresh.
You got it, buddy. Even when I run, I got to look fresh. So I thank you for making time to speak with me, to come on to OCR Unedited podcast so we can get to know you. Truly appreciate it. Thank you for your time. So let's get with it. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? Tell us, who is Liam Mitchell?
So I'm originally from Tamworth. It's a small town outside of Birmingham in the United Kingdom. Okay. So I served in the military for 4 years.
For your service.
You'll understand why I appreciate that, but for me, I don't thank myself. So in my time of serving, I had a great career going for me. I promoted, I became a physical training instructor. The one thing that let me down was the drink and the crowd I was hanging around. I then ended up getting into drugs, which led to a dishonorable discharge. And throughout my whole life, all I wanted to do was serve my country, make sure my family and friends were safe. And I went down a very dark path, if you like, just from hanging around with the wrong people. And I was very disappointed in myself that it got to that point. After that, I ended up working abroad. I was drinking, partying, still hanging around with a lot of, I wouldn't say bad people, but the people that were not for me. Especially with what it was doing to my health, what I was doing to other people around me, like I was ruining other people's health as well. And that wasn't fair. When I was abroad, it got to the point where I had had enough. I had done that much drugs, I attempted suicide because I just couldn't cope. I had lost my career in the army. I had lost my car, my home, my relationship. I had family that didn't want to speak to me anymore. I lost a lot of friends, and I lost everything. And it's only been 16 months since I've managed to turn my life around.
Thank you for sharing that story. That's powerful, man. To some degree, I can relate. Let me ask you, how are you doing now since you've turned your life around? How are you doing?
So I've been teetotal for 2 years this month, to be precise. I am loving life. I am much better. I'm not on antidepressants anymore. and good. I'm really happy with where my life is going at the moment, and I'm keeping on this path. I've cut out a lot of toxic and negative people, the people that weren't meant to be around me and who I wasn't meant to be around.
So you were in the military, so was I. The one thing, you know, even ex-colleagues of mine that are military, the one thing that we learned and we always carried with us even till now, is accountability for our actions. Everything you do is on you. You want to succeed, right? Everything that you do is on you. No one else but you. The only person that stops you from being you and moving forward is no one else. It's just you. Everything. I commend you. I applaud you for, one, making that change in the positive direction, taking that right path, and look where you are now, man. Are you happy? Are you in a place that you want to be?
Yes, 100%.
That's all that matters, man. If you can look in the mirror and put a smile on your face and love who is right there in front of you, then you've made it.
If you asked me a couple of years ago, it'd be a completely different answer.
Yeah.
But now I feel I'm definitely out that dark hole, and some of the goals that I've got set are huge.
Let me ask you. I said that there's a part of your story that I relate with, right? And there's a lot of people listening that probably do relate with everything you just said. There's so many people out there that are battling mental health, that are battling so many situations in their life. And this story, your story, not only will it resonate, it's relatable, and people, you know, there's going to be people out there that are going to relate. So let me ask you, that point where you said to yourself, I can't do this anymore, I got to better myself. What was it that triggered? What was that switch that made you say, that's it, I'm done, I'm going
to
change.
To make the change to where, so I had came back from another country, being abroad, and I didn't drink abroad that time. I just went exploring and working, and the pub that I worked at had closed down, so I didn't have a job. I had nothing. So I thought, I was like, right, something's got to change because this isn't working anymore. I saw a job role for a boot camp instructor, applied for that, got the job. And I also reached out to my section commander who trained me as a soldier, who is now my coach. And he helped me turn my life around. He gave me the tools. He gave me the information, and I took the action, implemented that, and turned it around. I just knew a change had to be made because I wasn't going anywhere. I was going around in circles. So something had to happen, because otherwise I was going to be in that dark hole for a very long time.
Yeah. So now, do you have a support system now? And when I say support system, your coach, do you have family and friends that are not, that are positive people that surround you now?
So my partner, my coach, and the community we're a part of, they are the people that I look up to, because we're all on similar paths, and we all help bring each other up. Like, there's no judgment. Like, if you've got an issue or you're struggling, you speak about it, we help each other get through it.
Good. You know, just to touch on what I said before. So you mentioned that you were surrounded by just that negative impact, that negative peer pressure. You had those people that just brought you down always. I had that. I come from an environment, very negative environment, where all I heard was no, 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 you can't do this. You're the worst, or everything you can, you know, imaginably think of. And it is the worst thing to be a part of. And I tell people, if you're ever in that environment, run, because that for your mental health is not good. I am truly happy that you're in a good place and that you're surrounded by a positive environment where every affirmation, everything that's been told to you is very positive, and it builds you and it nourishes you and it elevates you, not only personally, but also athletically. It helps, never mind the physical aspect, but the mental, which is so important.
Yes.
Because when you're in a good place mentally, then everything just falls into place. Everything makes sense. And it's the beauty of that, my God, it's endless, because you feel like you can do anything. So I commend you for that. I commend you for everything that you've accomplished up to now. And you know what? God bless, because, buddy, you have a long life to live, my friend.
I appreciate that.
And it's all good here from now on. So with that said, let's talk about you and OCR, my friend. So how did you discover OCR?
My coach had been racing since 2018. And I always, because I was a fitness instructor in the army, I always loved getting muddy, being challenged mentally and physically. So I thought, what have I got to lose? I always knew I was meant to be in this world to compete in something. I've always been physically good at something. And then when I raced and hit podium on my first race, I was like, what's next? What's next? And it just kept growing from there.
That is awesome. Would you not agree? Because I do. When I was in the military, we did a lot of obstacles like this. Some are familiar to me because we used to do them in our training. So when I got into OCR, some of these obstacles in OCR really were natural to me, because it's like I've done it before in my training back in the military.
So when
you got an OCR, did you feel like, you know what, this is so natural to me, because I've done a lot of these already in training?
A lot of the obstacles, yes. Like the rope climb with the carries, I imagine I've got a bloke on my back and I've got to get him the fuck out of there. That's how I get through that obstacle, and that's how it works for me.
Yeah, that is awesome. So you started in OCR last year, 2021.
Yes.
What was it about OCR that you fell in love with?
The community and the athletes, how everyone, there's no negative or toxic, how do I word it? It's not a negative environment. Like, even though you have that banter and like you're competitive against each other, you help each other along the way and give each other tips, and everyone just supports you and lifts you up. And that's what I like about OCR. Like, the community is just completely different to any other sport that is out there.
Exactly. The beauty of this sport is that you can be at the four points ends of the world, and everybody does OCR. And the one thing that we all have in common, that the one thing that we all say, is that there's nothing like the community, the OCR community. The beauty of it is how these communities are so supportive, how they lift each other. And we don't even have to know each other, but we'll cheer for each other out on the race. That's the beauty of this sport. And that's one of the things that I love about this sport is the people, the community. It's just beautiful. It's like no other. Now, you started out last year. So here you are. You're going to sign up for your first race. What are your thoughts and feelings when you're standing on that line ready to go? And what were your thoughts and feelings when you finished?
When I first started, I was shitting myself. Excuse my language. I was looking at, because I'm quite a lean guy. So when these, like, I was topless as well, and you see all these other guys that are shirtless, have got big muscles, and I'm like, I'm going to get my ass kicked here. And going through it on the race, I was like, oh, this ain't too bad. So I've got a couple of things I need to work on, but some of the obstacles that we were discussing, like, were natural, and I was like, I'm enjoying this. And everything that was going on in my mind just disappeared, and I was just, it felt like I was cruising through the sky, especially in some of the trails. And when I crossed that finish line, I was like, I want to go again. Like, I wanted to go again. It was insane.
Every athlete that does the first race, those are his first thoughts. Those are probably his first words that come out of his mouth. I got to do this again. Or this was so hard. Oh my God, I can't believe I did it. Okay, when do I register? Where do I register? And that's how we get hooked. That's how we fall in love. That's how I fell in love with the sport. When I first did my first one, it was so damn hard. I weighed over 200 pounds. I was a big boy. But I did it. I finished, right? But to me, it was like, I can't believe I did those obstacles. And it's like, I can't believe I just did that. Okay, where do I sign up? So you signed up again. Now you're hooked.
I am definitely hot. And if you're going to be at the World Championships next year, I will see you there.
This year? 2022?
Yeah, not next year. This year.
Are we talking the OCR World Championships?
Spartan.
Oh, Spartan World Championships. Spartan. We're talking, what, Abu Dhabi again?
Yeah.
I may not be able to make it this year. No. I may not be able to because I have a lot planned and just my race schedule is it's long enough. But I do hope, and I was going to bring this up too. I was going to ask you, any championship races are you going to be going? And is OCR World Championships one of them? And the fact that I guess you just answered it for me. So you're not going to go there. So I won't be able to meet you and cheer for you. But you should go. It's going to be packed. It's going to be busy.
I will be there. There is two goals this year.
So you are going to be going?
I will be.
That's it, buddy. I'll be seeing you there. I'll be seeing you there. And you know what? It'd be nice to see you also and talk to you and be able to do a quick little live little interview there of what your thoughts and feelings are. Because OCR World Championships, if this is going to be your first one, It's just a great feeling. It's an amazing event, and you're going to love it.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So now, let's get back to you and your early journey here into OCR. So now you're signed up for your second one, right? So your training, you have a coach.
I do, yes.
And he's training you. So how is your training coming along? After your first race, what are some of the things that you were working on that you had to work on in order to be able to succeed at your next race?
It was mainly strength and the technical side of things with a couple of the obstacles. Twister was a big one for me. The Hercules hoist defeated me my first race. However, that has not defeated me since improving my strength. I'd say that is pretty much it, working on my grip strength and the the technical side of things with the obstacles.
Okay. What are some obstacles that you find are very difficult that you need to work on?
Spear throw.
Okay.
Is definitely one. Okay. And the twister. Apart from that, I've got everything else.
Ooh. And I like the way you say it. You say it so confidently. You know what? Everything else I got it, no problem. I'm not worried. You know what? And that is great to feel like that. It's not you being cocky or being arrogant, because some people will take it like that. But you know what? I'm the same way. And you should feel like that, right? Especially when you're now, as an athlete now going in, participating in these OCR races, you have to feel a little somewhat selfish and feel confident about your abilities to be able to go out there and race and do your best. So good for you, man. Good for you. Your nutrition. How is your nutrition coming along? Is it something that you're really knowledgeable in, or you find yourself, you're learning the trial and error?
My nutrition is bang on. Now, since being with my coach before, I used to eat anything and everything, wouldn't gain weight, wouldn't lose weight, wouldn't put on muscle, and it didn't work.
Okay, just wait till you're 40.
Pardon?
Yeah, just wait till you're 40. It'll catch up. But that's good that you're learning, because yes, you need that information.
Knowledge is power.
Oh, of course. Especially when it comes to nutrition and being an athlete in a sport, you need to learn this really well, because, you know, there's so many fads, so many diet fads out there.
Yes.
And they may not work for you. They all may not even work for you. That's why you need to learn about the foods that you're intaking, what you need. And you have a coach who is, I'm sure he is helping you. And with a trial and error and then testing some of this stuff out, you're going to discover so many things about what you can do and what you cannot, that once you got it, you got it. And that's going to help you with your fuel. And that's going to help you so much in your races.
Fuel is definitely one thing that I've learned you need to be clued up on, or if you don't know the knowledge,
yeah,
reach out to someone that actually does. Don't Google it. Don't follow these things on YouTube, and don't listen to, like, I know some people might not like this, but don't listen to a fat PT. Don't listen to a fat coach, because if that coach is fat, like, I'm not saying they don't have the knowledge and I'm not being disrespectful, but what are they implementing? How you look is how you implement yourself as a person.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? You touched on something really important. You know, don't go and then start searching diet fads in the internet and then learning, you know, what your fuel should be through the internet. No, you're right. You should get somebody who is a specialist, like a dietitian, that can help you and be able to set the course for you. And that way you're able to come up with the best diet for yourself, or and then start learning about the foods that work for you and don't. So you're right about that. Tell me, what is that one food that you cannot live without?
Steak.
Oh, buddy, me too.
I love steak.
Now, OCR, you've done a handful of races. How many races did you do in 2021?
It was approximately 7.
Seven. Now, and in those seven, you did how many trifectas?
There was 2 or 3.
2 or 3. Look at that. So you're doing back to back to back.
Yeah.
Buddy, that's awesome, man. How does it feel to do a weekend race back to back to back, a trifecta?
At the beginning, you're excited, like, I'm excited. And then you're going through the course. I'm like, yes, this is awesome. But then by the end of the sprint, I'm done in. That's me. I'm like, right, I need steak, sweet potato, salt bath, and
to relax. Well, I mean, listen, if I could have steak between races, that would be great, but it wouldn't help me a lot. It wouldn't help me. I think I'll just wait till my trifecta's over and then I'll do it. Let me ask you. So what are your goals for 2022?
My goals for 2022 is to win the European Championship title in the 25 to 29 age category. And my other goal is to win the World Championships in Abu Dhabi.
Okay. Well, that's a great goal, right? And it's just a matter of you just putting forth that training, that time and effort, and with your coach, and then getting to it, buddy. You can do it. You can do it. Now, are you going to be doing age group?
I will be doing age group. So seeing how this season goes, this will be my last season in age group, and then I'll be moving up to the elite.
What age group are you in?
So I was in 18 to 24 last year. This year, I'm in 25 to 29.
So in your age group, this is your last year.
This will be my last year. I'm looking to step it up and okay. go pro for the UK.
That is exciting news. To hear you say that at that age, I mean, you feel like just, and also in the tone of your voice, how confident you feel and how ready you are, you sound, that this is your last year in your age group. And now your goal and what you envision yourself going into is the elite pro level. But that is awesome. Now, what made you decide, you know what, I'm ready to take this to the next level. I'm ready.
With how the season went last year, I know this year is a new age category.
Yeah.
However, how it's had such a positive impact on my mental health. I'm like, once I've hit a goal or reached a goal, like say if I place top three in the series this year with the age group category, yeah. I'll be satisfied and I'll be like, right, it's time to move it up, because you can't progress if you stay at the same level. If you want to go bigger and better, yeah. you've got to keep challenging yourself to go and work your way up.
I agree with you. You want to grow, develop, then you have to move forward. And in your case, you did what you could in the age group and you were successful. Now you want to move up and you're ready. That is awesome. So let me just rephrase this question now here. So at the elite level, like who are some of the elite athletes that you look up to that you would love to have an opportunity to race with or against?
BJ Jones.
Yeah. I'm going to have, yeah. Yeah. He is a tremendous athlete.
Who else? I even messaged him. I messaged him. I was like, you're an inspiration, because I know I'm going off track a little bit here, but like being a lean guy, like you can have people like look at you and think they're better than you. So when VJ Jones went and won the series last year, I was like, my mind was blown. I was like, if he can do it, I can fucking do it.
Yeah.
And that inspired me.
That's great. That's great. Now, VJ Jones, he is such an amazing, talented athlete. I can't wait to also, I think I start in March, and I believe he may be, because I'm going to California to race at the first race for the Elite Series here in North America. So I'm sure he's going to be there, and I can't wait to also run against him. He is truly such an inspiring athlete. So to have somebody like him to inspire you and to also help you elevate your game is great. And it's so positive and so good for your mental health as well, to have somebody so positive to help you and also help you take that foot forward or move forward in that direction. So it's good. It's great, man. Who are some of other athletes that inspire you that you would like to have an opportunity to race against?
Ryan Atkins.
Yeah.
He's a beast. He can do any, like, I was watching him when he was doing the Spartan Games, and he had, like, Hunter McSheriff there. You had different athletes, and he came out on top, and I was like, he's just, what can't he do?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He is a beast.
Yes.
This man, like, there are athletes, there are there are athletes in every sport that has that one or two athletes that are just, they're just freaks. And I mean that in the nicest and respectful way, that are just, they're beasts in their sport because they're able to do everything and they do it flawlessly. And they're also such good role models. They're an inspiration to myself and you. So, and to so many other people around the world. So, you know, I commend them. I mean, Ryan Atkins is Canadian, you know, we're very lucky to have him. And Vijay Jones is American, but there's also so many other amazing OCR athletes that inspire me. Then they're yes. all around the globe. Yes.
And there's a lot of athletes.
Exactly. And we don't, you know what? We don't even have to talk the same language, but we love OCR.
Yes.
So many great athletes around the world that there's just so many to mention, but my God, truly, truly amazing. And that's one another thing, another reason why I love the sport. So, you're going to be running in the pro level. That's your goal for next year, 2023.
So 2023 will be to see how I get on in the elite level. 2024, sponsors and pro level.
Good for you, buddy. That is a great, these are great goals. Now, for this year, is there a particular race that you're training that you really want?
The European Championships in London.
Ooh, buddy. You got some heavy hitters there. You know, Albert yeah. Soleil, you got Jonathan Album, you got Sergey Pedaligan, I believe it is. You got, there's so many amazing athletes all throughout Europe. My God. Yeah. And even Leon Kofan is coming back, and he's always been just one of my favorites. Thomas van Tonder. Whoo. Wow, buddy. But you know what? It doesn't matter. You know what you want. You know what your goals are. You just go out and go get it.
That's it. Visualize, set a plan, stick to it.
Yeah.
Have your discipline, exactly. Put in the work, and the results turn up.
So is there anything that you're going to be doing that we should know about?
In what aspect?
In OCR this year.
Is it, what do
for example,
mean?
So you're going to be going to OCR World Championships. You're going to be doing Abu Dhabi as well, the Spartan World Championships. Is there anything else that you're going to be doing?
The full Spartan UK series.
Look at that. How many races do you have already planned for this year?
I've got the full season planned. I need to book the OCR World Championships. I also need to qualify as well, which I'm not worried about. I already know I'm qualifying. Also the world championships. My sole focus is Spartan. I don't tend to do any other events. I don't do high rocks. I don't do what else? I don't do tough mudder. I don't do none of the like world toughest mudders. I don't do the long endurance events. My sole focus is the series and the championships.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you. You know what? I'm truly proud and I'm excited for you. I can't wait to also maybe see some live streams with you in it racing to support you and cheer for you, man. But now that you told me that you're going to be going to the OCR World Championships, I'm looking forward to seeing you there and also to see you race and cheer for you, man. You're going to do amazing.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, but so you got to let me know as soon as you're at the resort, you got to let me know. Send me a message.
I'll let you know. Will do.
Any shout outs that you want to give?
Any shout outs?
Of course.
First of all, I'd like to shout out to my partner for setting this up. She's been amazing by my side as well. She knows everything about my past, about my suicide attemptation, about my drug abuse, and she hasn't judged my past at all. And we've both supported each other, and we've got big goals. I also want to shout out to my coach, Matt Roberts. He is, well, one, thank you for teaching me and training me up to be a soldier. There was some tough character building. He taught me a lot of things that I managed to take on board throughout my career. But then also, thank you for not judging me and helping me to progress now.
It's good when you have... I'm going to go back to what I said before. There's nothing better than to surround yourself with a positive environment. And what I mean by that is positive people that elevate you, nourish you, support you, right? People that believe in you, that believe, you know, that are there also not just for interest, but they're there for your best interest, in the sense where they want to see you succeed. They want to see you grow and develop to be the person, you know, this amazing athlete, for example. So it's amazing when you have that. It just, you feel good. And that is priceless. You can't buy that.
You can't.
No. And I also said that when you look in the mirror and you love the person that you're looking at, that you're staring at, you made it. In the sense where you're there. You love and respect yourself. You're now in a different playing field, you know. So I commend you. I am so proud of everything you've accomplished. And I'm just going to say it again. From everything that you've been through, you know, to the time where you made that change all the way up to now. Now look at you. You're an OCR athlete. You've been doing age groups. You've been doing amazing there. From listening to Naomi Mitchell telling me about you. Because that's the person that you were giving a shout out to. For those that don't know, Naomi Mitchell, she is also just a great human being and athlete. She is truly amazing. And I have some, well, never mind. I'm not going to say too much with her. But she is another true talent there in the UK. And I'm excited to see her lift her game in the OCR world. So kudos to the both of yous, right? But for you, my friend, you have so much to give. So I'm truly excited for you.
I really appreciate that. Could I just say something?
Of course.
I really appreciate the podcast that you do and the people you have on, especially talking about mental health as well, because it's not spoken about much and so many people in the world hide it. And I just want to say one thing to all the listeners out there. If you are struggling, just reach out and speak to someone that you know and trust, and a massive weight will come off your shoulders. Yeah. So thank you for that, for raising awareness. Like, it is a huge thing that you are doing, and it's great to see all so many amazing athletes speak, talk about their progress. It's incredible.
Thank you for that. I try to do my best to use this platform to shed a light on specific topics like mental health, because whether you're an athlete or not, you can be a father, a mother, a son, you can be anybody. This can hit anybody. It, you know, mental health doesn't have a specific race or age or ethnicity or color. It doesn't matter. This will hit anybody. And so I want to be able to speak on it, speak about it, so that way maybe we can also make a change, if, you know, to the listener and viewer, people out there, that maybe we can help one or two or three people. So I try to do the best I can to be able to shed a light on various topics, because even in OCR, there's a lot of people like myself. And just talking about myself, I do battle mental health. And I deal with it on a daily basis. You know, but I deal with it very different than others, but I even I have to work on it. right? It's not an easy thing, and it's not something that just, you know, you can fix like that, or, you know, with a snap of a fingers or overnight. No, this takes time. So anything that I can do to help another person, another human being, then that's what I'll do.
You're doing an amazing job.
So thank you for that. That, you know what? Thank you for that, Liam. That truly means everything to me. Thank you for the kind words, man. And also, I'm throwing it back at you. You are not a number. And I've said this before to many people, friends and people in the OCR communities, that you're not a number. You're a human being. You have the right to be here. And you have the also, you have the right to be in the sport and getting out there and doing what you love. Don't let anybody tell you you can't. Don't let anybody tell you or set boundaries or limit you to what your full potential can be. Never. I come from that environment, and it's not a good one. So if anybody is ever faced with that, turn around and run. You don't want to be in there.
Even if it's family, like I've cut family out because they've been toxic and they hold you back. Like, have your goals, focus on it, fucking strive towards that, run towards that. Don't keep in the same place.
Fucking you only have one life. You only have one life. And this life, make the best of it. And if people are going to be toxic, just walk. God gave you two legs. Just walk. You don't have to answer to nobody. Just walk and walk away. Right? Because you can. So, is there anything in anything special that you would like to mention other than the shout outs? Is there anything else that you may have going on this year that you want to share?
I've got nothing special going on this year. Just good luck to all the OCR athletes that are racing this year. I know the series has it already kicked off in these states. The races have already started, which is good to see people racing. Enjoy the season. Enjoy the community, especially if you're new or you're wanting to start OCR. Like, you won't look back. As soon as you've crossed that finish line, you're hooked. It is that simple.
Exactly, buddy. That's how I got hooked. So, Liam, you know what? Thank you so much again for your time, for making time to speak with me. I thank you so much. For everybody that's listening and watching, I hope you guys learned as much as I have. Here's a true young talent in the UK. He started out last year in 2021. He is just doing amazing things in his age group division. And look out, the elites. He's coming for you next year, 2022. He's going to be running the elite pro level. You know what? I can't wait, buddy. I can't even wait for you for this season to start so I can cheer for you, okay? From afar until the OCR World Championships, where I can do it live and cheer for you. Maybe even follow you so I can record you so you can have a copy. That'd be nice to do that. You know what? Thank you so much for everything, for being here. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me as well.
If people wanted to reach out to you and ask you questions about OCR, your training, you know, the struggles and what you've been through, if they wanted to reach you, how can they reach you? Where can they go?
So they can reach me on Facebook. So my name's Liam Mitchell. You will see me holding my second place triangle. So my second place plaque on Facebook. Or you can find me on Instagram. My name is PF_Mitch. My profile is public. So you can see I post different types of stuff, what I do with my boot camp members as well. Some of the foods that I eat, some of the people that I listen to. And if you need to message, if you just need someone to talk about anything, then I am here. Like, I've been through a lot. I've been in that dark hole. Like, if you just want to rant or anything, just give me a message. I'm here to listen and here to help you and grow at the end of the day, and here to cheer you on for when you finish your race.
Well said, man. Well said. Okay. Well, my friend, you take care. It has been a pleasure. You take care. Be safe. And I look forward to seeing you race, hopefully live stream, and at the OCR World Championships. So you take care. And if you ever need anything, just reach out. Other than that, my friend, you take care.
And you, thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot, buddy. You have a good day.
Take care.